Daisy, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Gods and Monsters is?
Well, Gods and Monsters is the second biannual citywide creative project organized by arts organizations in Colorado Springs. The first one, Cross-Pollination, was 2 years ago. And for the second one, Gods and Monsters was the theme that Jessica Hunter Larson and I came up with in discussion. This year we have the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center, Bindu, the Smoke Brush Space, and the Business of Arts Center. Pikes Peak Community College's Downtown Studio Gallery, and then GOCA and Idea Space at Colorado College participating.
What was the original impulse for doing Cross-Pollination last year? Why try to get everyone together in the same project?
I think it's something that we all had discussed variously over the years. And wouldn't it be wonderful to really collaborate, to think about how we could integrate programs, integrate audiences? And the exhibition Parvana at Idea Space, I was planning that exhibition, and I think Daisy was at the same time considering the Hive exhibition, and we got to talking about that and said, let's truly collaborate. Let's see what happens. And then we wanted to invite other people into the collaboration, and it just kind of grew organically from there.
And what was Parvana, and what was the overall theme of Cross-Pollination, and how did that end up playing out at the different institutions?
The Parvana exhibition was about butterflies and moths, and so it was the art, literature, and science of butterflies and moths with some performance. And Daisy's concept for Hive, focusing on bees, was similar in its scope of encompassing art and science and DIY and performance. So we felt like that was a wonderful natural fit for our two institutions. And then we started talking to other people, and there was a tremendous amount of enthusiasm for trying to go community-wide.
There was a synergy in the community at that time. Amber Cote had personally wanted to bring a film, The Vanishing of the Bees, mm-hmm. to Colorado Springs, and Stargazers screened it to a packed house. So there was a lot of interest in the issues facing pollinators and how does that connect to us and our food source and ecology and our future on this planet, frankly. So it was wasn't a top-down, let's come up with a theme and fill in the slots type mm-hmm. of thing. It was very organic, and we all loved the results, so that's mm-hmm. why we decided to try it again 2 years later.
Does the sense of the collaboration extend all the way out into the community, or does it somehow, is it really between the institutions? I don't mean that as a critique, but is it something that you felt was successful in getting the community engaged in a sort of holistic way?
I think so. I think, of course, there are always going to be people that are fans of the particular organizations and come to, you know, those isolated events and may still be unaware that it was part of a broader tapestry. But I do think that there was a significant number of people who did learn about other institutions and did go to multiple events in the roster because we were cross-marketing so much. So I think we really did achieve that goal of getting people to maybe branch out from the places they're used to going to, and because of the continuity of the theme.
We definitely saw a bigger audience. Our exhibit was on campus, which is notoriously lower attendance from the community. It's hard to get there, and we had a bigger turnout. And part of that was the press that covered this. I think they were really inspired by our collaboration. I had a TV crew come in to the gallery. We had a lot of print and radio spots that really helped boost the profile of it. And I know from tracking that we just had a different group of people mm-hmm. coming up. So that was a win-win for us.
Yeah.
Gods and Monsters, there's some mention of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, which was part of the All Pikes Peak Reads. Mm-hmm. How come it's not tied in directly to All Pikes Peak Reads, or is it too much to get together on the sort of timeline that they're on?
We tried it, and that was exactly what happened. But our hope is if in two more years, we start those conversations sooner, because they're very interested, Pikes Peak Library District, in tying into this, and we're interested as well in mm-hmm. bringing them in. It just didn't work out. There were some timing issues, and I know they work quite a ways out, but we made a go of it, and next time I think we can definitely do it.
Mm-hmm. So what can we expect to see that's exciting
Well, our take on Gods and Monsters focuses on the bio art aspect of our current exhibition systems and subversions, and thinking vaguely along the lines, I guess, of Frankenstein about sort of how people manipulate biological systems and what are the consequences of that. So we thought in that spirit, we would investigate kind of the what is godlike, what is monstrous about the current research in biology.
And at GOCA, we're doing a visual art faculty exhibit. I threw the theme out to them a year ago and said, we'd love to do a faculty show in the downtown space and love to have you respond to this theme. And they are doing so in suit.
It's really amazing to see so much collaboration going on in the arts community. I think these days it's like you see dance responses to art exhibitions. And it seems like we've gone really from the era when people used to complain that there's nothing to do to this era where there's just so much going on. And I wonder what have been some of the great things that have come out of the huge amount of collaboration and what have been some of the things that are more complicated than you thought?
Well, I think one of the benefits for me is the ability for all of us to come to the table together and share our events and sort of know what everyone is doing far enough in advance so that we can find the synergies. Because it's so frustrating when you plan a program sort of in isolation and then you realize that, you know, like a month later, somebody else is doing something that has a similar idea or theme or a complementary idea. And you think, how much richer the experience would be if we'd known about that. We could have made some conscious connections between those ideas and invited people to have the experience to go to both, to consider them together and have that richer discussion or richer experience.
You know, I was in Denver last night at a roundtable discussion, and the arts organizations that were there, they do not collaborate like mm-hmm. we do here. We have the advantage of being big enough to have a lot going on, but small enough that we're very collaborative, and all of those chances to collaborate really enrich this whole city and the arts here. I think this is something we'll probably continue because it gets that chance to pop up above the chatter of all the media and really show full force what Colorado Springs can do when we unite our arts mm-hmm. and culture in a meaningful way.
I mean, that's something that I really value about Colorado Springs and something I don't think, as Daisy was saying, is necessarily the case everywhere else. There has been this unfortunate belief in the arts that this is competitive, that if, you know, we build our audience, we're threatened if you build your audience. And that is just untrue. The arts support each other, and the success of one organization can help ensure the success of other organizations.